You've probably never heard of the company Aeroscision, but the complex metal shapes it specialises in making are currently flying in some of the world's most advanced jet engines.
I mean, by the way, all the parts you and I are walking past are in all brand new engines, every single one of them. This is on the Dreamliner, you know, the 787 Dreamliner.
That's CEO Andrew Gibson, who's giving me a tour of the shop floor. It wasn't always so. When he and his partner took over this company in 2008, he had a pretty candid assessment of its capabilities.
We were the worst machine shop in all of aerospace, and I mean the worst.
They were bleeding business and losing clients, yet now, 8 years later, this small Connecticut shop, with its 66 employees, beat out global competition to be named Supplier of the Year for one of the world's biggest engine makers, Rolls-Royce.
Just to show you, so this is a very old machine. And this is what we inherited back in 2008. And the reason why I'm showing you this is because we're throwing this away. We bought a brand new $150,000 machine that's taking the place of this. And I'll show you what it does.
Aeroscision has achieved its turnaround largely through investments in technology. Working that new $150,000 grinding machine is Joe Greco. At 63, he's been with the company for 30 years, and he's enjoying the changes.
And it's much, much faster, more efficient. Like stuff that used to take me like 2 hours to grind now only take me like 12 minutes.
The shop machines and makes parts from unusual, hard-to-work metal hybrids, many of which have to operate in the hottest parts of jet engines. Guy Nigro, another veteran machinist at Aeroscision, says he frequently has to invent ways to make things.
And the new parts coming into this company every day is more difficult. We wouldn't even have been able to make this stuff 5 years ago at all. But now it's becoming a norm for us. So.
The robotic machines the company has invested in make it possible. Andrew Gibson points out a new five-axis machine. Aeroscision got a loan from the state of Connecticut to buy the equipment, and he says now they're able to save as much as 5 hours of setup time on each part.
Because we're doing two things in one. We're turning and milling at the same time. I would say our costs have cut on those parts by at least 40%.
That's critical in an industry where there are no price increases built into long-term contracts. Small machine shops must constantly find a way to drive down the cost of what they make, even as the complexity increases.
If you can make a product in America by shrinking the labor cost, by investing in technology, you're going to win.
That's right. Despite the huge cost of new machinery, actually the biggest expense for a business like this is labor. Gibson says he is hiring right now, but he's specifically taking on high-skilled roles in areas like engineering, design and quality control, people who will work on ways to cut his labor costs in the long run.
So we are going to be hiring five high-wage people. Those people, their job is to bring our technology to life and lower the labor cost. Because if we don't do that, I'm looking you in the eye and telling you, those jobs will go overseas where they can automatically lower the labor content.
Gibson fully believes manufacturing has a great future in the US, but it will not be a future that includes mass employment of lower-skilled workers. Harriet Jones, WNPR News.